Steve was talking about how, you know, with a couple old guys and a lot of young guys, you guys are still kind of trying to find yourself a little bit. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so. We got a few new guys on the team that we finally had the training camp with, you know, Jay Rich and Jared and Channing. A lot of guys, a lot of new guys. So we may take another game or two for us to get acclimated to the offensive system.
Were you guys pleased that you were able to pull a close one out?
Oh, yeah.
On the road?
That was a big game for us. We wanted to make sure we start the season off right against the Clippers. We got great personnel. They got a chance to really be good in the West Coast. So I wanted to make sure that we get going early, you know, get ourselves acclimated, you know, into the offensive and defensive system. For the most part, we played well. I think we could have did a little better out there, but we got the win, which is the most important thing. Got to do it again tomorrow night.
40 minutes for you. How did you feel physically?
I felt great. I got a little winded there the first 5 minutes of the game. Just so hyped and so amped. And my adrenaline was pumping and got a little tired there the first 5 minutes. But after that, I felt great.
Fourth quarter, you're feeling good?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fourth quarter, feeling phenomenal. So it's a great sign. It's only my eighth game in 7 months. So my first regular season game. But so far, so good for us.
Can you talk about coming back home opener on Friday?
That's when we've been. I know the fans are, you know, patiently waiting for us to finally get it going again, start up a new season. So it's going to be great for us to really kick it off here at home and see if we can get that win against Golden State tomorrow.
When you look at a couple of those plays again that get stripped out, do you think you're positive or do you think extra guys?
No, it's just extra guys. Every time I caught the ball and went to the basket, the whole team collapsed. You know, and that seemed to be their strategy for myself out there. It's really, you know, collapse whenever I get inside the paint. So I had to shoot the jump shot all night. The jump shot was there. I had to shoot that all night. So, and I'm pretty sure a lot of teams are going to now keep that type of game plan. They try to keep me out of it, you know, from getting layups and dunks. So just got to adjust.
Are you going to be content, though, taking perimeter and not getting to the rim?
It's all good, as long as they go in. You know, 2 points is 2 points, you know, so. You know, we just got to take whatever the defense gives us. Sometimes they're gonna, you know, stay with the shooters and the back of the lane to be open for me, and sometimes they're not. So, just got to take what they're giving.
You had a defense, your defense on that last shot attempt. Is that something that you've learned that you're not in a better position than maybe years past, or you committed to foul there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think this year, you know, from taking the charge in the third quarter, that second quarter, to you know, a couple of defensive stops. I think we all are kind of keying in defensively. We're doing a great job, and we all talk out there constantly defensively just to make sure we have to step ahead of the play. And just got to keep it going.
Did you used to not want to take charges?
I used to hate taking charges. Because every time I took a charge, I ended up getting kneed in the stomach or in the chest. It didn't feel too good. But I think there's an art to it now that I happen to figure out. So. You know, I kind of enjoy it. I think it definitely puts the offensive team on their heels, you know, as far as driving to the lane. If we're going to block the shot, take the charge. So it's a good thing.
What's the art? How do you successfully?
Well, you gotta be there early. Sometimes if you're late and take the charge, then that's when you kind of, you know, kind of get hurt a little bit. But if you see it coming, you're there early, then you can almost kind of, you know, stay away from the knees and the elbows.
Not a lot of fast break points last night. You guys still won the game. What does that say about this team?
Well, I mean, we did it from a defensive standpoint. We kept the guys off the boards. Me and Channing pretty much had the face guard all night and pretty much grab guys and keep them off the boards and let Grant and the few other guards go out there and get the rebounds, which collectively we did a great job on the board. So I think that helped us. I think defensively we played solid. You know, didn't really let too many guys, you know, go off with big points out there. So I think all that played a factor in the win.
You still get hyped for opening
up? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. The fans get me going. You know, they're cheering. They're just so amped and ready to go. And then you finally get a chance to see the Suns intro on the scoreboard. So, you know, get it going again. So it's going to be exciting.
Did you get a lot of messages from fans during that time, with, you know, when you were with your eye and kind of getting the relayed messages from people?
Yeah, a lot of fans was you know, hit me on Twitter. Just saying, you know, stay strong, you know, keep ahead, and we're expecting a big season from you next season. And, you know, motivational messages that kept me going. A lot of my fans here in Phoenix were the ones that was definitely sending those tweets and keeping me up and encouraged. So that definitely helped me throughout my season.
Did you hear the eye heckling going on from the crowd? Any of that? Touch your ears?
No. Was there a few of them?
Yeah, I was wondering if this is going to be a consistent thing.
Probably so. They're not going to get to me at all. not happening.
If you didn't have Clipper Darrow yelling at you, GLY, I'd be...
Yeah, yeah. I think I heard that once or twice.
Thanks, Mr. Thanks,
you're welcome. Thank you.
He did it on. He did it on.